Welcome to Season 2, of 26 Podcast. We start our season with a continuation of last season's story, Morgue Chronicles. Listen in as we join our two heroes, Noah and Lizzie, hiding in a closet, watching the streaming video of the medical examiner's office. Let's start the season with Morgue Chronicles 2, The Diner Shuffle. Did I just say, The Diner Shuffle? Who writes such trife? I'll have you know I played Macbeth, the Thane of Glamis. Where is my agent? Get him on the line immediately.
Previously, we had Noah, an IT specialist at Newman General Hospital. He was on his way to the morgue to work on a locked system when the lights went out. Lizzie, the hospital diner, autopsy specialist, was down there working on a group of bodies that had been discovered at a mass grave on a construction site. This site is the future location of the new hospital expansion being built. The estimated time of death was at least 7 years ago. During Lizzie's examination of the bodies, she discovered a marking on them that, after careful inspection, looks like the current hospital logo that is less than 2 years old. In the meantime, the medical examiner, Dr. Ayres, is nowhere to be found while Lizzie and Noah are hiding in a closet looking at the live camera feed from inside the medical examiner's office. Tony, a food services employee, is currently in there after picking the lock. Noah was zooming in on Tony's actions when he noticed something on Tony's right arm. Now that you are all up to date on our story, we can continue.
He has a tattoo of the same logo on his arm.
Why would he have a tattoo like that on his right forearm, and why did he break into Dr. Ayres's office?
I'm not sure, Lizzie, but if we find that out, we may find out how all those bodies ended up at the mass grave.
What was that noise?
The generator finally kicked in. Power should be coming on in any second.
Where did Tony go? I don't see him on the camera any longer.
What? He was just there. He'd have to walk past us to leave this room.
What's that on the floor, where he was standing?
Is that? It can't be. It looks like
blood. That certainly looks like blood.
But it wasn't there a second ago. We got distracted by the noise of the generator starting, and now Tony's gone. And there's what looks like blood on the floor.
I'm not liking this, Noah.
I know. No offense, but I really don't like being down here in the basement either.
Now that the lights are on, I think it's safe for us to leave our hiding spot.
Do we have to? The nicest thing about this was sitting in the dark in a closet with you.
Is that your idea of flirting? No wonder you're still single.
Ouch. Okay, let's leave the closet. Hey, Lizzie, how many bodies were there before the lights went out?
5. Why?
Are you sure?
Noah, you know how serious I take my responsibilities. Of course I'm sure. See, count them for yourself. 1, 2, 3. Wait. There are 2 bodies missing.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Come on. Let's go see if that really is blood on the floor in Dr. Ayres' office.
I'll have to run a quick test, but it sure looks like blood.
Do you see how a trail of it is left behind? Almost looks like something was dragged. It ends at that wall.
Do you see what look like scuff marks on the side of the blood trail?
Yes, sort of like shuffling feet. I thought I heard feet shuffling out in the hallway when I was looking for the elevator.
That confirms it. That definitely is blood on the floor.
Oh my, is that Tony's ID card?
Where? Oh, on the floor by the wall?
Not just by the wall, but look how it actually goes under it.
Noah, let's get out of here. I don't like this feeling I'm getting.
I know what you mean, but shouldn't we go inspect the wall and figure out what we can find?
Noah, I really want to go. You've been after a date with me for months now. Let's finally do it. Let's go on that date so you can tell me how beautiful I am.
Are you serious?
Yes, Noah. Take me out and help me forget this night.
If you put it that way, lead the way.
Not again.
Looks like the lights are out again. I guess the generator stopped? I don't think we can leave yet.
Why does this always have to happen on a Friday?
You say that like it happens to you all the time.
Noah, I have something to tell you.
I'm listening.
I know that you like me and, honestly, I like you too, a lot, actually. I haven't gone out with you, because, I didn't want to drag you into my mess.
What do you mean?
This is going to sound crazy.
Lizzie, you know how much I respect you. I'll believe anything you tell me.
Okay, dead people talk to me. There, I said it.
What do you mean, dead people talk to you?
Sometimes, a person's spirit stays around and I can see them. If the spirit realizes that I see them, then they usually will also speak to me. It's a matter of helping them realize that they are dead. Once they come to terms with that, the spirit disappears.
Wow. How long have you been able to do that?
It happened around puberty, with my great aunt Diwata. It was the first time I had seen a dead body. We were at the wake and as I neared the coffin, I noticed a confused-looking woman looking down at my great-aunt. I didn't really know much about my great-aunt, I had only met her a few months previously when she came from the Philippines. I knew that twins ran in the family, so I assumed she was my aunt's twin. I said hello to her and offered her my condolences. I then sat down next to my grandmother and noticed the woman looking at me curiously. I told my grandmother that Aunt Diwata's sister was very sad. It must be hard to lose a twin. My grandmother looked at me oddly and asked me what I meant by it. I pointed out the lady by the coffin and realized that I could see through her. She also seemed to be hovering, with her feet not touching the floor. She started floating towards me, that's when my grandmother noticed how pale I got. My grandmother grabbed my hand and told me, "Tell your Aunt Diwata that I love her and then say Awalana." So, I did. The spirit of my great Aunt Diwata stopped, looked at my grandmother and said "Mahal na mahal kita." She then shed a tear and disappeared. I told my grandmother what was said and she began to cry. I found out later that my Aunt Diwata had said, "I love you very much," and my grandmother had told her sister to be gone. My grandmother Dalisay then told me that our family had been given the responsibility of helping the lost. Her mother and aunt were also able to see and speak to the dead. She told me not to be afraid of them, that they wouldn't hurt me, they just needed to be told that their time above the ground was over. It has been that way for me ever since.
Wow, I had no idea. That must be so hard on you. Is that why you became an autopsy specialist?
This has affected every part of my life. I haven't been able to have a long-term relationship or hold any regular job for any length of time. If I don't seek the spirits out, they seem to find me on their own. Can you imagine being on a date when all of a sudden, a dead person pops up and wants to talk to me? It has been so hard on me.
Lizzie, I'm sorry you've been given this burden. Let's just get through this together, and then talk about how I can help you with your burden.
Do you mean it?
Lizzie, I care about you very much. Of course I mean it. I couldn't tell Lizzie that I fell in love with her months ago. My heart's breaking seeing her so vulnerable and feeling her raw pain. She's just the nicest person. She should have been going through this alone. I was gonna fix this somehow.
Okay, I saw the spirits of the two missing bodies earlier today. They were trying to speak but something seemed to be stopping them. They were also different than any spirits I have ever seen. Then had an odd greenish hue to them. That is not normal. Spirits are usually the same color as when they were alive, but a little washed out and transparent.
Do you think they wanted to tell you something about their death?
Probably, but I can't be sure about that.
There must be some type of sliding door. That would explain how Tony's ID card seems to be coming from behind the wall. We just have to find a way to open it.
Dr. Ayers had a new bookcase installed a few months ago when I was on vacation. I found that odd since he told me that he uses an Amazon Kindle for all of his reading.
I hope there's nothing special about that bookcase. If there is, then it means...
that Dr. Ayers knows what is going on.
Do you see that book on the third shelf? The one to the right?
The Trials and Tribulation of the Murdered?
Yes. Doesn't it seem like an odd title to you?
It does, especially since it is volume 26. Let me see if I can grab it from the shelf.
Lizzie, you did it! The wall just slid open.
That means that Dr. Ayers is in on whatever is going on.
What do we do now?
I guess we go in and find out where this leads.
Okay, hold on while I grab a flashlight. We're gonna need this. Are you ready, Lizzie?
As ready as I'll ever be. Let's go.
I can't believe my agent has me reading for this podcast. He really needs to find me better work. I was in Hamlet and played King Lear once. What? Oh, sorry. Apparently this podcast can't afford a proper director either. Someone needs to give me a cue to tell me I'm on. Anyway. Yes, what a predicament Lizzie and Noah have found themselves in. What horrors await them in the wall? Will Noah find the courage to tell Lizzie his true feelings? Will Lizzie be able to bring peace to the restless souls? Will my agent ever get off his bum and get me real work? You'll have to make sure to subscribe and continue listening to 26 Podcast. Really, someone please call my agent now. Thank you for listening to 26 Podcast. Please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple iTunes, or wherever you listen. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? You can send us one-time or monthly support by visiting www.patreon.com/26podcast. That's patreon.com/26podcast. You can also now wear a t-shirt showing your support by going to happyfacespace.com and buying some of our fantastic merchandise. Be the first of your friends drinking from a 26 Podcast coffee mug while wearing a 26 Podcast t-shirt. Also, make sure to visit our website at 26podcast.com. Some of us like to read your emails, so keep sending them to info@26podcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at 26podcast. Someone please call my agent, I cannot continue to work with such amateurs. I mean, what does 26podcast even mean?